You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everyone. Jonathan May, along with Jim Callis from MLBPipeline.com, and we're here to talk about the Arizona Fall League. Each and every year, all 30 major league organizations send some of their best prospects out to Arizona to refine their craft. And this year, the Washington Nationals have sent this slate of prospects to the Salt River Rafters. And Jim, I know you want to talk about an infielder with some pop.
Yeah, that would be Drew Ward. He made headlines, Jonathan, in 2013. He successfully petitioned Major League Baseball to let him enter the draft after what would have been his third year of high school in Oklahoma. And kind of unfairly to Ward, because of there were some parallels. He's a power hitter. He got kind of billed as the second coming of Bryce Harper, which wasn't really fair. Same lineup in the same organization. I mean, Bryce Harper is kind of a once-in-a-generation talent. But Ward does have power. He did go in the third round of the draft and signed for $850,000. He's developed slowly. This year he hit .249 with six home runs in high Class A. And this is a guy who can get a lot out of the Arizona Fall League. He needs, he didn't face a lot of tough competition at a lower classification in Oklahoma. So he needs at-bats against quality pitching. He'll get those in Arizona Fall League. He also needs reps at third base. The jury's still kind of out on whether he can stay there. Made 29 errors in 95 games this year. So it'll be some more reps. The Arizona Fall League is, I think, a great opportunity, Jonathan, for Ward to maybe slow the game down a little bit, see some more competition, and get going and become the type of player that the Nationals hope he can be.
It's a great opportunity to come out here and play with older guys and everything. And I was really excited. They gave me the opportunity, and hopefully I can come out here and perform well.
If you ask any organization, they'll tell you can never have enough depth behind the plate. And the Washington Nationals are certainly hoping that their catcher in the Fall League, Spencer Kaboom, can develop into another guy that can help them out at the big league level in the near future. Kaboom comes out of Clemson. He was a fifth rounder in the 2012 draft. Fell behind a little bit because he missed the entire 2013 season, needing Tommy John surgery. The arm has come all the way back, and it really is his defensive skill set that allows him to stand out. He's got good catch and throw skills. The elbow has not caused any problems at all. He receives well, he works well with pitchers, and that's going to be his calling card if he's going to get up to the big league level. He profiles better as a backup, more than likely. He does have some offensive potential. He does make consistent contact, and there might be some power to come. We'll have to see what happens with him, and we'll keep an eye on his younger brother, Carter, who has a chance to be a top pick in the 2016 draft.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.